Hello and welcome to Vet Art Span. I'm Fred Johnson, your passport guide on this exciting and important creative journey. Vet Art Span is a project which is a part of Creative Forces, an initiative of the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with the U.S. Department of Defense and Veteran Affairs and state and local arts agencies. This is your Vet Art Span podcast. We're honored that you've joined us. Welcome. Today on Vet Art Span, we're honored to have a guest host, Kathy DeWitt. Kathy is an artist in residence at Shands Arts and Medicine and at the Veterans Honor Center in Gainesville, Florida. Today, Kathy is speaking with a combat veteran and his wife, who find that creative expression has made an incredible difference in his reintegration process.
I'm talking today with Dale Kelly, a combat veteran who became an artist after his return to civilian life, and he's going to share some of that journey with us. First of all, Dale, can you tell us how long you were in the military and what happened after you got back?
To start off with, I completed 16 years of service, and I was actually a civilian back in 2005, the end of 2004, 2005, and I had my family on vacation, and I come back. The last day of vacation, I came home and checked the mail, and there was this big old brown envelope, and it said Department of Defense. So I kind of got nervous because I usually know what that means. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder why they're sending me this envelope. So I opened it up immediately, and I started reading it, and it was my orders calling me back into the service for Iraq deployment. And so I had 2 weeks to get my affairs in order, notify my job, because I was an active member of the Daytona Beach Police Department at that time. So I got my affairs in order, and off I go to my next adventure, you know, and that's the Iraq War. I deployed to Iraq in the beginning of 2005.
How long were you there?
18 months, which I was there actually 2 years because of the extension. Seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. And then January of 2007, we got orders to clear Iraq and come home. Then I got introduced to pottery.
And how did that happen exactly?
My wife Valerie was talking one day about she needed to take a pottery class. And I'm thinking, pottery? Come on. So I thought, well, if I don't take the pottery class with her, she will never do it. So I jumped in and took the pottery class. Come to find out, I really enjoy it. It was very relaxing. It brought a very peaceful feeling over you. And as you're playing with the clay, you have these thoughts about Iraq, because I've seen some really traumatizing things over in Iraq. And when you're sitting there with your hands and your fingers into the clay, and you start building something with the clay, you're thinking all the things that you've destroyed in Iraq during the war, and now you're creating something. Instead of destroying something, you're creating something. And you open your eyes up, and you have this wonderful thing built out of clay. And it really takes your mind away from the images of Iraq, the war, and it helps you build something. Instead of destroying it, you're building it now. And
how long after you got back was it that you started doing the pottery?
Oh, it was after I got back. It was a few years, because I had a rough time.
You mean when reentry was rough after you got back, that period of time?
Going from a soldier in combat back to civilian life. It was very, very tough. Every day was like being in another war. I mean, it's trying to adjust back to civilian. You see things that reminded you of the war, people that reminded you of the war, and you get this like shield that you gotta, you know, you always gotta be on guard. And but I find the pottery class took that all away, because you're sitting there and it just brings that peaceful feeling over you, and it just like clears your mind from all the things that you've experienced in the war, and it helps you forget about it, and you're focused on the clay and what you're building. I've never had a pottery class ever in my life, and I gotta give myself some credit. I built some, you know, wonderful pieces, you know.
Yeah, I love you have the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
And the best piece that I made, my favorite, was the hand of God. It's the hand that's open and a human sitting in the hand reading the Bible. That is my favorite piece. And matter of fact, I gave that piece to my pastor at the church.
Oh.
I would say art would help combat veterans tremendously, because a combat veteran will go through everyday life reliving the wars. And I'm not just talking about the Iraq War or Afghanistan or the Gulf War. I'm talking about Vietnam, Korean War, and all the wars before. We have so many veterans out there that are disabled, and they're prescribed medication, and that's what they live on. But if there was an alternative to medication like art, I would say that would be the way we should go, because I've experienced it, and art would totally take the images from your mind, and you're looking down at a big ball of clay, and you're creating something, and not one time in a 5-hour period that I was building something out of clay did I ever think about the Iraq War. So I would say that we should probably experiment with art instead of medication.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dale. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll be talking to his wife, Valerie Kelly, about her part in his reintegration through art.
You're listening to a Vet Arts Band podcast. Vet Arts Band is a project which is a part of Creative Forces, an initiative of the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with the U.S. Department of Defense and Veteran Affairs and state and local arts agencies.
Welcome back. I'm Kathy DeWitt, and I've been talking today with veteran Dale Kelly, and we also have with us his wife, Valerie, who is an artist in residence and has been coordinating the Arts and Medicine program in Orlando in various locations for about 5 years now. And I thought it might be interesting to get her perspective. How did you feel about his getting into the art and pottery class with you?
Well, I met Dale after he had returned from Iraq, and we started dating and got married 6 years ago. And so during the last 6 years, Dale started pottery with me, and we took a class out in our community, which was a nice little pottery place that's like 10 miles from our house. And at first, he was very guarded and was unfamiliar with being around people, just really likes to kind of isolate himself away from the general public. But when we started the pottery, he just really connected with making the art, which was very surprising for him because I think he wanted to start doing it just because I wanted to do it because I'm a professional artist. So he started out going, well, okay, I guess I'll join you. So he enjoys just our time together. So we started the pottery and he developed some relationships at the pottery place that really surprised him. He really connected with some people there and some people who kind of helped him along with his pottery procedures and different things that he could learn how to do. And yeah, that's kind of how it got started.
So since that has happened and he's still into doing art and making art on occasion, are you involved sometimes with him in that art making process aside from the pottery class? Or
yeah, Dale and I have made some art pieces together on purpose. Just as a way to like decompress and avoid to falling into the TV watching at night, you know, sometimes I think he deflects to that. And so I would suggest let's take all of your casings from your bullets and make something out of it. So we worked on a piece that had those.
The peace sign?
Yeah.
That was really cool. The peace sign made out of the bullet casing?
Right.
Yeah, love that.
So he was talking to me while he made that piece about coming back to the United States and just using his life to just be a peace, you know, and that him, for him being in the military was being a peacekeeper. It wasn't about being this violently aggressive person who kills people. It was about being a peacekeeper. And even his career as a police officer, he wanted to stop evil. That was that's always been his forward motion in his life. And so you know, he's retired from both of those now. And you know, when we make art, it's really something that I'm asking him if he wants to. I initiate it. Like we were taking a book apart and making a sculpture out of it. We made a climbing wall and it had two soldiers climbing over the top. And I'm like, what could we call this? And he's like, get over it. And so he came up with some really creative things when we were making art together. And I kind of showed him some of the mediums that I know. And, you know, it's been kind of worked out just slowly.
I think it's interesting that you have a perspective both as a spouse of a veteran and as an artist. Do you feel like your relationship with him and your working with art with him has affected your practice?
I definitely believe that as an arts and medicine practitioner, I love to use the arts to affect people's well-being. So why wouldn't I encourage my own husband, who can be stuck at certain times, just mentally or emotionally, to use art to try to break free from some of the very difficult feelings and emotions that come from being in a combat situation. And so it's just natural for me to suggest that we, you know, partake in some of the, I mean, I think art is amazingly fun and it certainly improves and helps with wellness. So I think that since we've been making art, Dale's been a lot more friendly and open and his affect has changed a lot. When he's making art, he's smiling and you know, it's a different kind of a focus. My work with cancer patients is, you know, they come to me as a cancer patient and then they become an artist and they are just wonderfully immersed in making artwork. And that's kind of happened for Dale too. He started making art and he got really immersed in the whole flow of it.
Yeah, that immersion is what can take you out of where you need to be taken out of, whether it's remembering combat for veterans or whether it's dealing with cancer as a patient in the hospital. Art is a really powerful way to change your perspective. Sure. And kind of really be in a different place. Mm-hmm. Through the art. I'm really glad you're there for him, and I appreciate you sharing your perspective with me today.
Thank you very much.
That was Valerie Kelly, an artist and wife of veteran Dale Kelly, who we've been talking with today about his experiences with art and how they helped him re-enter civilian life after being in the military for 18 years. Dale, how do you feel like the art has impacted the way that you deal with other people? Maybe being in the class started it, but do you feel like you have a different ways of interacting with people because of the art?
When I first got back from Iraq, I had a very, very difficult time dealing with people. I had to deal with people because that was my job. Being a police officer, you're in a community like 12 hours a day, every day. So I had to deal with people. So I had to be a different type of person. So in other words, I would say putting a mask on. Okay. I masked who I really was just to be able to deal with people. But dealing with pottery and art, it helped me relax. I didn't have to be on guard all the time. And the more you get into art and pottery and stuff like that, you start relaxing. And you don't have to be on guard. You don't have to, have this nervous feeling. It's you get a peaceful feeling. So the two sessions, which is like 9 weeks each session, it helped me develop the feeling of relaxation. And by that, you're able to deal with people. I'm able to now socialize with small groups and be around small groups. Before, if there was more than three or four people, I couldn't do it. But now, I'm able to socialize and that's just because of the art. That's because art showed me that I didn't have to have the mask on anymore. I can take the mask off and be myself and display my art, show my art off.
Well, I'm glad you got into it. I really enjoyed looking at your art, and thank you for sharing your time with us, and thank you for your service. Yeah,
there's more to come.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Kathy DeWitt.